Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I can't believe we're in the second half already. We're talking about Italy. The book that I want you to hunt up on Amazon, and there is a link, A Good Life Guy, is The Italian Table. It's by Elizabeth Mincelli, and we had a discussion about whether I'm pronouncing that right, and there's different ways. But what you need to know is The Italian Table offers creating festive meals for family and friends. The photography is spectacular, and if you've been to Italy, to any of the places where some recipes are featured, you'll look at the pictures and not only want to go back, but, well, for example, spaghetti alla jacqueline, that is fresh Italian sausage, fresh Parmesan, and a light butter sauce pasta dish. I mean, you can't go wrong. There's great recipes, and we're going to fix something out of the book tonight again. And I didn't give a copy away because I'm old and I forget stuff. So now, Max, will you be able to handle the phone by yourself over there while we talk? No, you don't have to go in there. We don't care if we hear you in the background, Max. We love you. So you, if you're the fifth caller, you know the number, 816-869-1330. 316-869-1330. Caller number 5 gets a copy of The Italian Table by Elizabeth Mincelli. It is so cool. It's probably one of the most fun books that I've had this year so far, absolutely, and a potential James Beard Award winner. It's a hardcover. It's a $40 value. You can get a copy for free. Call now. Max will get the phone. And we will go back to talking about the villa. I think I told you, you got to go to Il Poggio Verde and look at the pictures. Judith, the pictures, you know, and some of the pictures in the vicinity, some of the pictures on Lake Como. And when we go, we want to go on Lake Como. There's a dinner cruise or something we can do. Yeah, we're going to do that. Tell us, the region, I waxed a little bit elegantly about it, but from all directions from the villa, it looks like you can see magnificent things.
In fact, everything is about an hour or less from the villa. So a lot of people have gone to Bellagio, which is the tip of that little peninsula in Lake Como, where a lot of the first blog post is from the day in Lake Como. If you go to the website and go to the blog, it is a stunning, stunning place to visit. And there is a villa on there, Villa Balbianello, which is a property. It's just a stunning, stunning. So we take a boat over, yes, to that. And so that is typically one day. Another day we go to Como, the town of Como, and it is alongside another part of the lake. There's a magnificent cathedral there. There's a walkway, the Greenway of Como, that you can walk from Como along the lake, and it's just stunning. And there's a restaurant there that's one of our favorites called Tilly in Teoria, and we happened to be seated in what turns out to be the kitchen room with full windows into the regular kitchen on this side, and then you turn to the right, and the other window is into the pastry kitchen, and that's a really fun lunch.
Okay, and for folks that don't know, Lake Como's I have flown over Lake Como at about 300 feet and 540 knots.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You don't do that often because it's not on any of the approved low-level routes. But back when I went there and was doing stuff at Aviano, it was okay. We'd cancel our IFR flight plan as we left French airspace into Italian airspace, roll inverted and pull down and get down to low altitude and go all the rest of the way to Aviano at 300 feet.
Wow.
It was so
that
pretty.
That had to have been stunning.
But
th-
this is a beautiful, very large, very deep lake.
Yes,
it actually
deep.
Contributes to some of the temperate climate and the microclimates around the lake where grapes grow, not unlike our Finger Lakes district here in the States.
In fact.
And it's just stunningly beautiful. Isn't
it is.
And we talked about something in the break that I think we need to make clear. You and your husband, Mark,
yes.
great guy, and I was so glad to get to meet him Thursday.
He's a great guy.
You're both going to be there, and Mark does the majority of the cooking.
He does. He is Chef Catherine's father, so she comes by her abilities very honestly, actually. And they are both scientists and artists, and cooking is a wonderful expression of both.
I think that's so cool. So. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to help them some.
Well, no, I mean, you and the groups can cook as much as they like. It's just nice to have someone who's, you know, sort of organizing, and he well, doesn't.
Especially if I think we've all said that sometimes the lunches are the big meal of the day.
Right.
And then we maybe just want to sit around and have some fresh bread that we brought back.
Exactly. Exactly. And we typically try to extend our day by bringing back something from whatever region we've been. So, for instance, on the day we go to Bergamo, which mm-hmm. is has an old town, very old town, at the top of a hill, a plateau. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. There are a couple of specialties from there. They have a pasta specialty called casonche or casoncelli. So we always pick up that, and then they also have a couple of cheeses that are just made in there in the region and a couple of salamis that are just from there. So we always pick up something from there and bring it back to extend the day. But it's typically simple, but we do want to. Italy is so regional. It's so hyper-regional, you know.
Yeah, in a good way. This is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
It was one of, when I was at Aviano and I had all this time off, I would walk into the town of Aviano or I'd take the bus and go to Pordenone, bigger city, and I would find a little trattoria that is just opened. It's 11 o'clock. And I'd be the only one in there, probably the only American that's been there a long time. This was a long time ago. And I'd look at the menu, and I, you know, with my Spanish and a little bit of non-political Italian skills, I could pick stuff out. But normally what I'd say is, menu of the day, what kind of pasta are you preparing for the day? And just get something simple, pasta, fresh ground Parmesan Reggiano or Pecorino Romano, and maybe some mushrooms or artichokes and a little fresh parsley, and then, of course, drink a bottle of wine by myself, stagger back to the bus, and head home. It's a great opportunity, and like I said, it's probably one of the coolest ways to invest in a vacation that doesn't have anything to do with staying at the Hyatt. Nothing against the Hyatt.
Right.
But it's
mm-hmm. And one of the things that we haven't even talked about yet that I know you're going to be interested in, obviously, is we also visit wineries, of course.
Yeah.
And the place that we have learned of and come to really love is a place that's about an hour and a half drive north and then east, and it's called Valtellina. And they grow grapes on the sides of mountains there that are harvested by helicopter because it's less expensive to harvest by helicopter than drive down these steep mountains. It's crazy. But they use the Nebbiolo grape, which is what we're drinking today.
Yep.
It's the same grape that's used to make the reds in Piedmont. And we tour some small wineries that are just wonderful, and we've gotten to know the owners, and it's a real treat. And then we have a lunch up in a restaurant surrounded by vineyards in that valley, which is quite stunning.
And on our trip, you said I have the opportunity to be the sommelier.
Yes, I think you should. I think that makes sense, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. The worst problem is, though, I want to bring back so many different wines every night.
We
can't start too early the next morning.
No.
Okay? And that's another good thing. This is not waiting for some transportation. You guys have and provide the transportation on all these trips.
We do. We have a wonderful bus company, actually. And I have to say that I wasn't a bus person before we started doing these trips. We have always been do-it-yourselfers. I love these buses.
Yeah.
Nice big windows, the nicest drivers, and they do the parking, They figure out, they just drop us off where we need to be, and it's awesome.
Us. And exactly. these are not 100 passenger buses. These are
no, they're 20
Mercedes Benz. Nice.
They're yeah. very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, I can't wait. We're going to firm up some dates here, and we'll make it happen. Correct. Beth already has a list of people that are interested in that she wants to go because, well, we'll see. But what fun. Was this Pat Randless?
Oh, too funny.
How about that?
That's...
You, but Max.
Tell her that she can only have the book if she gives me all of her carrots.
There you go. I think it's Pat Randless, 25th Street North. It is. Pat, congratulations.
Oh, that's too
The book
good.
Will come directly from the publisher. Give him 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. If you don't get it, call me. Pat, of course, was the founder of and the runner of one of the first, what's the word I'm looking for, communal farms where you sign up and get your...
Yep, community-supported agriculture.
Yeah. And then, of course, she ran the Old Town Farmers Market for a long time.
Yes, and she's still growing amazing produce that you can come and taste at Eldersley.
Imagine that.
Yes, she provides a lot of our produce.
Her and LZ are some of my favorite people. She's been on
They're
my
amazing.
Show four or five times. I love it. Well, that's so good. I'm glad you caught in, Pat. Thanks for calling. Now, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the wine of the week, and I'll get your opinion and... I will tell you that in days gone by, I was not as big of a fan of Italian wine that you spent a lot of money for. Because I grew up on inexpensive wines, vino locale, you know. Things have changed.
They have.
This is one of the changes that we'll talk about. It's a Nebbiolo. You can get the wine of the week every week at Jacob Liquor Exchange, especially if you tell them you heard about it from me. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.